with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happened without incident, the transition, didn't it?
Mm.
That was nice, given, you know, how things could have potentially gone.
Yes.
So Joe Biden, now the 46th president of the United States. And you know who I feel sorry for out of all of this?
Who?
Joe Exotic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, he was saying in the lead up to all of this, right, he had a limousine waiting outside prison, confident he would get a pardon from Trump. This time tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating, his campaign lead, Eric Love, says. We've got good reason to believe we'll come through. We're confident enough to have a limousine parked half a mile from the prison. Talking about all the things he planned on doing once he got out. First thing he wants to do is get his hair done. He hasn't had his hair done in 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
That's the first order of business. Mm. Then he'll probably go and get some pizza, steak, and maybe a McRib. Well, no.
Save that for a rainy day, Joe.
Not the case, as it turns out. Carol Baskin.
Oh, dear.
So, look, anyway, look, it's, you know what, it's nice to have nothing particularly kind of traumatic or, you know, serious to talk about after a big event in the States. So there
it's
we
just
go.
Just awesome performances, which was lovely.
I know. Now, well, no doubt we'll have a look at some of those when we hit entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
And officially to the POTUS, I think, Twitter account. Has flicked. So, you know.
Yeah.
Slightly calmer tweets expected out of America as well.
Nice.
And in totally unrelated news, but still I think something worthy of sharing with you this morning, a geologist working in Brazil has uncovered a lump of agate, which is a type of volcanic rock.
Right.
That bears an uncanny resemblance to the Cookie Monster. Allow me to show you the Cookie Monster agate.
Wow, that is that looks like someone's made a Cookie Monster cookie.
It does, I know.
Where did the eyes come from?
They're just, they're kind of
That's
whole,
how it
they're
is.
Tubes in holes. But the whole thing
That's
is
perfect.
An egg shape, but when you split it in half, it reveals a blue face.
Cookie Monster.
A whole, yeah, everyone's favourite blue fairy biscuit fanatic. So that will, I mean, if you don't see, I'll put it up at some point today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they reckon it could be worth around 10 grand to collectors.
10 grand, okay.
Yeah. A is for agate. Good enough to eat. Now, many of us already know that garlic is amazing. Earlier, we learned, as in earlier this week, we learned about the amazing properties, like, you know, where you rub it on your feet and you'll apparently
and you can
taste it an hour later. Well, it can also, you know, reduce the severity of colds and lower cholesterol and stuff. It's very potent stuff. But
it is.
Turns out some folks won't go near it, and it's not just because they don't like the taste.
Or that they're vampires.
No, although that certainly does factor into it, or does make you wonder at least.
Yeah.
Some of the stricter followers of the Buddhist and Hindu faiths, they won't eat it because garlic is one of the forbidden vegetables. Some of them have 5 forbidden vegetables.
Really?
That they either consider impure or that something may, you know, overly stimulate the senses.
Oh.
The queen doesn't eat it because she's a vampire.
Clearly.
Or much in the way of onions either, in case she winds up with bad breath.
Really?
That's literally the reason behind it. Because she meets so many people, she doesn't want to etiquette
heard
faux pas
of
and
Minties
stuff.
Or toothpaste.
Well, yes, but you can't just
I mean, you've got
be...
that many people. You could get someone to brush your teeth for you.
Yeah, but not at civic functions. That wouldn't be cool. Anyway,
in the car on the way there.
I suppose, that's true. Anyway, for very practical reasons, 2 ninjas didn't eat garlic. They would avoid it in case their quarry could smell them coming. Which I think you'll find is the original context behind the phrase, silent but deadly.
Actually
meant garlic.
Yeah, there you go, the garlic eating ninjas.
It's clever thinking. Apparently it's also the reason that they didn't wear Lynx Africa, I think you'll find.
Jesus, you'd run for the hills if you smell that, wouldn't you?
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Now, if you're planning on joining the next abalone fishing season session, which is 7 to 8 Saturday morning, A, you need to obviously have a license, but also the warning is out there that you need to be a strong swimmer with good water skills, because the water conditions are looking potentially challenging. Not enough for them to shut the session down, which they can do if it gets too bad, but the wind and the swell and the waves and all that kind of stuff obviously mean that you need to actually know your stuff.
Yeah.
So don't go out there if you're not a confident swimmer.
Mm.
Meantime, also this weekend, Mandurah's, I feel like our surf teams, our surf lifesavers probably going to be exercised quite a bit this weekend, because probably not everyone's going to hear that, but nonetheless. Mandurah's longest Australia Day weekend is kicking off also on Saturday with all the great celebrations. And even though it's not technically a long weekend, there'll be stuff going on.
Yes, there's a water laser show
every
weekend.
Night. Yeah, that's right. And lots, like big barbecues, lots of cricket being played on the terrace there. Anyway, you can find all the details at our website that can plug you in, coastlive.com.au. It's National Hugging Day. There seems to be...
I feel like every week there's a cuddle or a hugging.
I know. Kissing. Something to invade your personal space.
I know.
Apparently, January 21 was picked for this one as it fell between Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's Days.
Okay, so you needed couldn't possibly last a month without a cuddling day.
No, that's right. People are generally in low spirits, so time for a cuddle.
Nice.
The warning for those with candles.
In particular, Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Now,
it's not what it sounds like.
When we say your instant impression is that it's going to be a candle shaped like.
Oh.
I would have thought.
Right. See, I thought it was something very strange. She sells some strange things on her Goop website.
But it's
none of whatever you're thinking. It's simply
not
a candle.
That's shaped like it. Or, I mean, even though, does it actually say...
So it's just a candle. Like? It says, this smells like my vagina on the outside. But it just smells like whatever. I don't know, vanilla. Like, you know, she's just saying, like, ha-ha, like I smell great, you know? Anyway, if you have one of them, you might want to take it back. This lady in the UK, she had her vagina candle burning, as you would in your living room, and it exploded.
How does a candle explode? What have they put in it?
I don't know. It just exploded, emitted huge flames. There were bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze and it was just too hot to touch. There was an inferno in my living room. The vagina candle was just too hot to touch. So they eventually got it under control and they threw it out the front door. Just be wary. Everyone was fine, thank goodness.
That's the good news.
I mean, it does sound a lot worse when you say... someone's vagina candle exploded.
It does, but
you fear the worst, but they're all okay.
If you Google
the main thing.
I'm sure you'll have it all explained to you.
and
some other things that you don't want explained as well.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Fame.
And with our psychic medium channeling the celebrities for you, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Just connecting. All right, there we go.
Connecting you now.
It's like the broadband. You remember the ding dong ding. All right. Of course, Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States overnight. But the exciting bit about the whole thing was the performances, of course.
Of course it was.
Lady Gaga blew us away performing the US national anthem.
I believe you'll find the John Law's golden microphone, which was nice for him to lend it to her.
It was beautiful. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard her do a bad performance, so I'm not surprised. So it was perfect. And J-Lo also took to the stage to perform songs including America the Beautiful and a line from her hit Let's Get Loud. Let's get
loud. It's like a Broadway musical. Impressive performance, without a doubt.
And she, throughout her performance, she yells, "One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all," in Spanish.
In Spanish, right? Is that what she said?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Cool. Now, Robbie Williams is quarantining in the Caribbean after testing positive for COVID-19 whilst on holiday with his family. He was on holiday in St. Bart's when his wife and their four children from December 28th before he got diagnosed with COVID-19. So, extending their stay in the $186,000 a week villa.
Wow.
Expensive trip for Robbie.
You know when they say four kids, I don't reckon any of them are on like fold-out beds or anything. It's not we can chuck a kid in for you. We'll get the fold-out.
We'll cram one in. No, they will all have their own rooms, I would imagine. Well, I'd hope so for that much a week.
Yeah, and their own bathrooms and their own servants, quite possibly.
Yes.
Wow, nice for some.
But yeah, hope he recovers.
Yeah, that too. That too. Sorry, that is the point of that story, isn't it? Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.